The United States has more than 24,000 video rental stores today. In the fall of 1977, there was only one. George Atkinson launched what's generally considered the first video rental store on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. Atkinson died last week. He was 69. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the pioneer of the home video business.
George Atkinson didn't invent the VCR, and he didn't create any movies. But Atkinson was the first to show there was a market for home video rental, and thus spawned a $10 billion industry from his modest 600-square-foot store. When Atkinson began renting videos in 1977, both movies and the machines that played them were expensive. There were only a few dozen titles available, and Hollywood studios were intent on selling them. They imagined wealthy film buffs building libraries of movies, the same way music lovers collected record albums. Atkinson was convinced movies were a different story, says James Lardner, author of the business history, Fast Forward.
He said that people would listen to music over and over again, but they wouldn't watch most movies over and over again, and that eventually you'd run out of those buffs or crazy people who would want to buy large numbers of movies at those prices.
Atkinson put a small ad in the Los Angeles Times advertising videos for rent, and within a week, more than 1,000 people had sent in coupons expressing interest. He charged a $50 membership fee, plus $10 a day for a rental. Sean Bursell of the Video Software Dealers Association says those prices, and the lower ones that followed, helped bring home video within reach of a mass market.
What George Atkinson did was he made the movies available to the public at a price that they could afford.
You have to remember that movies were an afterthought for the VCR manufacturers. They figured people would use their machines to record television programs to watch at a later time. In fact, the original tapes from Sony were only an hour long, too short for a feature-length film. The movie studios were equally skeptical. Instead of seeing home video rental as another outlet for their product, they saw it as a threat and tried to block it. But the public quickly embraced the idea of renting movies, and Atkinson was soon selling franchises from the only space yet available in his cramped store, the bathroom. Out of that bathroom, Lardner says, a booming business grew.
That's what's wonderful about this story, is the speed with which the whole thing happened. I mean, once somebody saw George Atkinson or others inspired by George Atkinson opening a video store, it seemed as if everyone wanted to open a video store.
Atkinson's own chain, Video Station, grew to 600 stores at its peak. Today, the low-priced DVD poses a challenge to the rental business, as many consumers are now building the kind of home movie libraries the studios pictured a generation ago. But it was video rental that brought home movies to the masses, and George Atkinson was the one who pushed the play button. Scott Horsley, NPR News.